welcome everybody to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network. I am your host, Mike Maddox. I'm so glad that you're with us once again for another episode of Bottom Line IT. We are talking about cybersecurity horror stories for the month of October. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and I am really happy to have with me two fantastic guests today, Ryan Stark and Sean Sutherland, both from an amazing company in Jackson, Michigan, Orbit Form. And they're going to tell us a little bit about an experience they had with a cybersecurity incident earlier this year and what they did about it. But before we do that, let me introduce them. Ryan and Sean, great to have you on the program. Let's start with you, Sean, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Orbit Form.
As introduced, I'm Sean Sutherland, so I'm the service manager here at Orbit Form. Essentially, I'm coordinating any responses to preventative maintenance service, maintenance of our machines, even emergency responses in that, as well as troubleshooting and remote guiding through miscellaneous operation of the machines and fastening equipment we offer here at Orbit Form.
Yeah, it's not a doesn't sound like it's a small job.
No.
a lot to do. And I also know, Ryan, you don't have a small job either. Tell us about your role there.
Yeah, so I'm Ryan Stark. I'm a software developer and network administrator. So I help maintain our network and also develop and maintain some of our custom software that we use to run the business, like our CRM, intranet, and a few other systems.
So if I'm listening out there and I don't know about Orbit Form, I know if you're in Jackson or if you're in Lansing or in many markets, you'll know Orbit Form if you're in that industry or that sector. But if I'm a listener and I don't know what Orbit Form does, can one of you guys just give us a quick rundown of what Orbit Form's business model is?
Certainly. As far as what we offer, forming and fastening equipment, that really spans from our standard product line to one-off designs of automation, impact riveting, orbital riveting, numerous forming applications to really help manufacturers in their production, and several opportunities outside of not only just automotive, aerospace, equipment as in hand tools, gardening equipment. I mean, sky's the limit, I guess, on if it needs to be put together, we can help.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard it said that, around Orbit Form that, I don't know if this is part of your actual tagline or not, but I've heard people say you make things for people who make things, right? So you help other manufacturers produce stuff. And it's a really cool business, very fast growing business. And your value is, your engineers are very creative, and I know you guys can do just about anything that's needed. So thanks for the intro on that. Tell us a little bit, Ryan, about, there was an email incident in February. Can you kind of just give us the broad overview of what occurred?
Yes, what happened is Sean's email somehow, we're not entirely sure how, but it was compromised. Someone logged in to his account from South Africa. And so we had to lock his account down. And on Monday morning, we reset his password to lock the hackers out. And that was, from the IT standpoint, about what happened.
So how long were they... Do you know when it got compromised? Like how long that was that they were actually in, had the credentials for Sean's email?
Yeah, so we have a device called an Arctic Wolf that monitors that 24/7. And it detected the breach at 9:10 p.m. Eastern time. And we got an alert at 9:16 p.m. So within 5 minutes, we got the alert, and we locked the account out shortly after. So the account would have been compromised for 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, and that's because that Arctic Wolf is part of the ASK Live Security Monitoring System. that you guys chose to put in place to be proactive on this stuff. And Sean, I'll flip over to you for a minute, because from the user perspective, you had no idea, right? I mean, you had no idea that there's somebody out there that has your email credentials and can go into your email and act like you and do whatever they want, right?
Yeah, completely unknowing to me. I hadn't been to South Africa, so I know it wasn't I. But yeah, I mean, truly, I was really given the information that this had happened. So completely oblivious to it. So.
And, you know, we'll get into this right after the break because we're coming up to commercial. But, you know, this was a good news story because of the decisions that Ryan, the IT staff, yourself and the IT staff have made out there to protect the business. You were able to get in and remediate. This could have gone a lot worse. I mean, this could have been a lot worse. And we'll also talk about some other things you can do to protect yourself as a business owner in addition to proactive cybersecurity. So we'll do that right after the break. Stay with us. You are listening to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network.